How do we shine light into the darkness of the dietary jungle? What do we really need to eat and do to heal our bodies, find emotional balance, and achieve optimal health? This podcast will bring you the answers to these questions. My name is Fabio Bellanova, and you are listening to the Intuitive Health Podcast. How does the optimal human diet look like? And this is one of the most fundamental questions on the self-healing journey, because essentially, we are what we eat, right? So what should we really be eating to heal ourselves? And I asked myself this question years ago, and it took me a long time to realize the answers. And they are really simple, because every single species in nature eats a raw food diet, first of all. So no cooked food, which means every single species in nature would go in nature, would walk through nature and look around it and look for the food that is most appealing to it. For example, we have color vision, and we are attracted by sweet smell and by colorful fruits, basically. Because let's face it, if we walk through nature and everything is green, yes, I guess maybe some lettuce or some leaves will attract us a little bit. But truly, if we see a red, shiny apple or a yellow banana, which is like shining through the green leaves, or some really dark purple red cherries, or some plums, or some peaches, or whatever fruit it is, this is truly what we are really attracted to. And if you walk around nature, this is what we see. Like, first of all, we see it with our eyes, and then we come closer and then we smell it. If it smells sweet, then it's attracting us more and more. And then we can taste it, and then we see, wow, that this maybe tastes bitter, because some fruits just taste bitter, and that means maybe it's not made for us and it's for the birds. But other fruits, maybe raspberries, they taste kind of sweet, maybe a little sour, and that's what really attracts us. So this is the simplest and easiest way for us to truly find out what we should be eating, is if it's in its raw, natural state, which means not processed in any way and uncooked, raw, then the only thing that really attracts us is fruit, some leafy greens, I would say, and maybe some nuts and seeds, but most of all, it would be fruit. So does that mean this is like the optimal way for everybody to eat? Well, the answer to that question is yes and no. Because on one hand, a raw food, fruit-based diet is the optimal human diet for sure. But not everybody can just jump in and start eating just fruits, or just raw, even just raw vegetables and fruits and some nuts and seeds. Because it really depends on where we are in our journey right now. So, for example, if you want to heal yourself, you have chronic health problems, and you already realize that you need to change your diet, then you really need to do it slowly and really transition to eating healthier and healthier. I did this mistake myself. I thought, wow, I realized this, oh, the optimal human diet is a fruitarian diet. And then I jumped into just eating fruits. But very quickly, I realized, or it actually took me a while to realize it, because I didn't really listen to my intuition back then. But I realized that it is not the way to go, because we really need to transition. Because when we take a step too far and too quick, then it's like doing a diet. Yeah, you want to lose like 20 pounds or 20 kilos, and then you go on a diet and you lose it very quickly, but you were actually starving yourself. It wasn't a sustainable lifestyle change. And then you go back to what you were doing before, and you gain everything back. So it really is about slowly transitioning. So when you are finding yourself still eating processed foods and animal products, then maybe your next step is to step away from processed foods, first of all, and just eat more whole foods, still including animal products. And then after that, you can Maybe try some change out some meat, maybe for some mock meat, some vegan meats even, and go a little bit more into the direction of processed foods again, but just vegan. So you cut out the animal products, or you could do straight away, step away from meats and just include some simple beans or some more vegetables and go more whole food direction. But there's no like right or wrong. It's really about trying what feels right for you and really listening to your intuition. If it doesn't feel right to jump into just some salads and some fruit because it's too much, you're not satisfied by it, then just take it more slowly and incorporate more cooked food. And that's completely okay, because it took you how long, like 20, 30, 40, 50 years to get to the point where you are now in your health journey, and you can't reverse it in just a couple of months or even a couple of years in some cases. So this is a lifestyle change. This is not just some diet or some quick thing that we change and then everything is fixed. No, it takes years to regenerate our bodies properly, depending on how much damage we did over the course of our lifetime. But it is possible to do it, and it just takes patience, it takes consistency, and it takes the right approach. And the right approach is always gentle, being true to ourselves, listening to our intuition, and then making slow progression, but steady progression. So yeah, that's it for today, actually. Really simple. Yes, the optimal human diet is a fruit-based, raw vegan lifestyle, but it doesn't mean that everybody is ready to do it or should do it. But eventually, when we all walk this path of self-healing and we make constant progression and we keep walking forward on this path, then we will all at some point more or less come out on this side of mostly raw foods, less cooked food, more whole foods, more fruits, and we will all feel the best on this lifestyle for sure. But maybe some people aren't ready to do it or don't want to do it, and that's completely fine, and we have to respect them for not choosing this path, because we are all different and we all need to find out what works best for us. So I want to leave it at that. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast episode, and I hope to see you in the next one soon. Take care. All the best. Bye-bye.